From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Activists say airstrikes targeted two opposition-held towns in northwest Syria, killing at least 44 people. The strikes come amid fighting launched by rebels in the coastal province of Latakia and the struggle for control of the key northern city of Aleppo. In Geneva, the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated proximity talks with Damascus on a political transition. The spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee, Salem Meslet, said there remain three important issues.
The detainees, the besieged areas, and the ceasefire. You know, it does not respect any agreement. He does not respect any even, you know, his allies, you know, Russia. Russia is part of the agreement, the truce agreement, but Assad is not respecting that. Massacres every day, tens of lives we lose every day.
In Washington, U.S. spokesman John Kirby acknowledged the process and a political transition is difficult.
Nobody ever thought with this new round of talks that all the problems would get solved. The goal was to start, and the key word there is start, having a conversation about the political transition itself.
Syria's crisis among the issues on the agenda for Secretary of State John Kerry, who accompanies President Obama Thursday to a Gulf Cooperation Council summit in Saudi Arabia. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is recommending extending the mandate of the UN peacekeeping mission in the disputed Western Sahara for another year. He warned Morocco's expulsion of UN staff there could be exploited by extremists. The UN mission, known as MINURSO, has been monitoring a ceasefire between Morocco and Polisario rebels while trying to organize a referendum on the future of the territory. Morocco expelled the UN staff after Mr. Ban angered Rabat over the use of the term occupation. This is VOA News.